to the Q2 FY25 results conference call of GTPL Hathway, hosted by MK Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pulkit Chawla from MK Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sejal. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 FY25 earnings call for GTPL Hathway. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Anirudh Singh Jadeja, Promoter and Managing Director, Mr. Piyush Pankaj, Business Head B2B and Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Saurabh Banerjee, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pulkit. Good evening, everyone. A warm welcome to everybody to the earnings call of GTPL Hathway to discuss financial performance of Quarter 2 FY2025. We continue to have a market leadership in terms of our customer base across both segments. Both the business segments, cable and broadband, present a vast opportunity for growth as we work on achieving the same by providing quality service enabled through the using best in class of technology. In line with our vision of enhancing customer experience, we launched a consumer-centric GTPL Buzz application which provides suites of service to our customer, including TV Everywhere, Black Knights, Distro TV integrated to GTPL chatbot Jiva. I will now hand over to call Mr. Piyush Pankaj, who will take you through the KPI for cable TV and broadband segments.
Thank you, Mr. Jadeja. Good evening, everyone. Let me start off by mentioning key KPIs for both our business segments. First, the cable TV segment. Our digital cable TV subscriber base as on 30th September 2024 stood at 9.5 million. Among the total subscriber base, paying subscribers stood at 8.8 million. On a YOY basis, the increase in both active and paying subscriber is 100K respectively. In the broadband business, active subscriber base at the end of the quarter stood at 1.04 million, adding 50K new subscribers, an increase of 5% on a YOY basis. Home Pass stood at 5.95 million as on 30th September 2024, of which 75% are available for FTTX. Home Pass grew by 7% on a YOY basis. The broadband ARPU for Quarter 2 FY25 remained stable at Rs. 460. Average data consumption per month stood at 350 GB, a 13% increase YOY. This quarter was muted for the whole industry due to end of mega events like IPL and T20 World Cup in last quarter. No major events happened in this quarter and extended rain and flood marred this quarter, due to which the customer addition and retention becomes difficult and whole industry faced this problem. In the cable business, our efforts are focused on growing our subscriber base through a mix of organic growth and industry consolidation via acquisitions of existing operators and MSOs. Broadband business is witnessing healthy subscriber growth, propelled by both direct customer additions and with strategic use of our extensive partner network to expand. This dual strategy in both business segments will strengthen our market position. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Saurabh Banerjee, CFO, who will take you through the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, Mr. Piyush, and good evening to all the participants. On a consolidated basis for the quarter, total revenue grew by 9% YOY to INR 8620 million. Consolidated reported EBITDA stood at INR 1138 million and net profit stood at INR 129 million. On to the standalone results. Total revenue grew by 6% YOY to INR 5452 million. Standalone reported EBITDA stood at INR 651 million and net profits for Q2 25 stood at INR 141 million. Balance sheet of the company remains healthy with a net debt to equity of 0.1 times as on 30th September. I would now request the moderator to open the floor for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sahil Bora from MS Associates. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, Sahil. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you share how much of the subscriber addition in broadband have been through the B2B route in this quarter?
Yeah, so in this quarter, if you see the total subscriber addition is of 10K, of which 2K is B2C and 8K is around B2B subscribers. In total, 1.04 million, around 100K subscriber is B2B right now.
Okay, sir. And which states are we actively pursuing B2B for in terms of broadband growth?
Three states, Delhi, UP, and Bihar right now.
Okay, got it. Also, a follow-up question would be, can you walk me through how the economics work for your B2B partnership in broadband, you know, in terms of revenue sharing and margin? Are the margins on similar margins with your organic broadband business, or should we expect segment margin to be lower going ahead?
So, there are two models. One model where the main investment is coming from the operator and we are doing the investment at the CPE level only. That is, there we are sharing 60-40, 60 is in the favor of operator, 40 is in the favor of us. And if I talk about the margin, basis of the revenue which we are getting, the margin is at the same level of B2C. Yeah, if you go for the gross revenue, it is like somewhere down by, the margin is down by around 30-35% from the B2C.
Okay, got it. So my last question would be, our cable TV business has seen a decrease in subscribers compared to the previous quarter. Can you provide some light on what happened to subscriber base during the quarter?
Yeah, so this quarter, as I said in my opening sentence, that the no major event was there in this quarter. Plus, there was extended rain and flood all over the country. I will say that if it stopped in one place, it started in another place. Now we are at 23 states. And we face this problem throughout. So the churn is a bit higher than what we have expected. So our addition is on the line, but our churn is a bit higher than what we expected. And that given us that we have lost some of the subscriber and we declined in this quarter, quarter to quarter if you see. And but we are hopeful that we will recover it very fast. Already we are seeing the effect of India-Bangladesh and Women T20, and already we are up by around 70K in this 10 days of October only. So we are looking forward that we will recover the subscriber base and related all the revenues and cost of that.
Okay, that'd be all from my side. I'll join the queue if I have further questions. All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Jain from SM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, Aditya, please go ahead.
Yeah. So a few things that I wanted to understand. So one is like any specific reason for like rise in the short-term borrowings? So like although our cash levels remain healthy, but I think like you may appreciate my concern that like rising short-term debt levels have caused an, you know, kind of an increase in interest expense, which is in turn like hurting the PAT growth.
Yeah, Saurav here. Yes, absolutely right. Your observation is correct. Let me just very briefly explain to you. The short-term borrowings that you are seeing an increase is actually the overdraft facilities that we have with the various banks. And in this quarter, we have utilized those facilities to a higher extent compared to the earlier quarters, primarily to pay some of our vendors or to pay some advances to the vendors with respect to the HITS project for which we are, the company is gearing up. Of course, there is still enough time to, you know, to reach a final stage of that. But the gearing up, the preliminary activities, the preparatory activities needs to be done right now. And to that extent, we have utilized some of these limits. As we all know, overdraft facilities are always moving in nature. So this increase will again, you know, taper down gradually over the next couple of quarters and will come back to the nearly to the original levels which we had earlier.
So can I assume that like our borrowings and our overdraft being paid down during the end of the year? Or do we see it in the next quarter?
Yes, correct. That's right. That's exactly what is most likely to happen. It will taper down as we, again, you know, we start generating enough cash and we reduce the overdraft borrowing. So overdraft is usually meant for these purposes only, and that is how it has been used currently in this quarter.
Okay. And home pass opportunity like continues to rise, but when I look at active broadband subscribers as a percentage of home pass, that has either remained constant or has been on a slight decline. So, like, so any reason for this thing being constant?
You're talking about the broadband subscriber?
Active broadband subscriber, yes.
We don't give active broadband. We give active cable subscribers, which is 8.8. So cable subscriber, if you see it is, yeah, you're right that it is just a 100K increase over the YOY basis, and this quarter we have gone down by around 100K on that, and that is because this quarter was a bit unprecedented for us on that basis. We have gone down from 8.9 to 8.80. Earlier from 8.7 we have gone up to 8.9, which is more of a 200K added. But yeah, again, we are very confident that this subscribers will come back and we will again going to be on the growth plan.
What are the steps that like, you are taking to, you know, convert a higher percentage of home pass to company subscriber base?
Yeah, so 8.7 to 8.9, it is varying right now. If you see that last two quarters we have grown and this quarter we have gone down, but it will go up and again we will be on the growth plan.
Okay, and just a last question, sir. So is my fundamental understanding correct that home pass is the total people available to convert to subscribers?
Home pass, yes. Home pass is the infrastructure ready. You have the infrastructure ready.
Mm-hmm.
You can connect any subscribers within 24 to 48 hours if you get the subscriber on those areas.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. All the very best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Disha Shah from PVC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, like, in the Q1 FY25 call, you are guided us that you may take some price hike in some markets. However, when I look the ISP growth, it's largely in line with your broadband subscriber growth. So how would we look at the ISP revenue growth in future, and will it be in line with your subscriber growth, or will you increase prices so that the broadband achieves a higher growth?
Yeah, you're talking about the broadband growth, the subscriber base. Yes, subscriber base, if you see, we have added around 50K YOI. Yearly, we are keeping at that. It should be at 100K, but it is a bit muted. And 50K we added. But future, yes, as we are expanding, and we are expanding fast in B2B now also. B2B is really geared up. And we are adding good subscribers over there. So we are hopeful that between 80 to 100K we will achieve. Plus, as the data cost is increasing in the wireless now, as the prices have hiked, and we are hopeful, that is also just giving us some traction in the market. But yes, the full traction for that benefit is still to come for the wired broadband.
So my second question is, like the data centers is a rising trend in the country with the higher need for localized data storage. So like this centers require high speed data, which is usually delivered through fiber optic cables. So in this regard, are we in contact with any entity engaged in data center business for their connectivity needs?
No, this is data center if you talk about. We are getting the GP from the GPX in Mumbai right now. From there, what we are getting all the data and all type of technology we are using, we are in caching technology, which is taking the benefit of all type of technology to reduce our broadband cost. Yes, we are looking forward that international data is going to get open at Mundra, which is the plan, and if that will happen, that will going to save us cost in the bandwidth side. So we are looking forward to that, but no, we are not in touch with any data center. We are using the very reliable data centers from Mumbai, and we are doing that.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, follow up to this, like, do we also engage with enterprise clients, business corporates, to provide them with our broadband services if customers may prove to be a large consumer of 5G data? Are there any plans to engage with such client base in future? And if we do so, then at what moment?
Yes, you're right. We have the enterprise team in place. We have two teams in place. One is for the government projects, and one for the enterprise team, which is general enterprise. And both teams we have formed, and they are giving the results to us. We are giving that all type of solutions to our clients. Already we have big clients like Axis Bank, HDFC Bank, and Indian Oil, Bank of America, and all. So those clients are there already, and we are taking that business to the next level right now. Same with the government projects. As you know, that we were involved in different government projects throughout in Gujarat and outside Gujarat. So we are taking up with those government projects also wherever we are getting the opportunity.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mausam Agrawal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Mausam, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please.
Hello.
Hi, Mausam.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. So my question is regarding the TV business. Recently saw a degrowth on EBIT level. So despite we have seen a healthy 12% growth on the revenue front, so when we calculate the segment margin based on segment results of your report, of your reported results, so the margin comes around 1.4% versus 4.2% year on year. So basically, what led to this fall in the segment contribution of cable TV, and like what are your expectations for the segment margin like at the end of this financial year?
Yeah, so segment margin is more on the PBT, on the PBT level. So I'll just say that if you see our subscription revenue on that, if I talk about QO to QO, the subscription revenue is down by around rupees 6 crore QOQ, as we have witnessed higher industry churn during the quarter. That is because of the major television events like IPL and T20 has ended, and there is continuous range and flat and all, and which affected our efforts towards customer retention and new customer additions. And during the quarter, we have also curtailed our operating and administrative costs by around rupees 6.5 crore, in line with the core cable TV revenue. Revenue is down by 6, and 6.5 crore is the main operating and administrative cost is down. But the main reason for decrease in EBITDA QOQ basis is rupees 6.5 crores, which we got lesser in the advertisement income during last quarter. So advertisement income during last quarter is on account of major events on IPL and World Cup. We have got higher revenues on that. This quarter, around 6.5 crore is down. If you see our other operating income, it is a part of other operating income, it is down by 26%. That is mainly down by the 6.5 crore of revenues down in the advertisement. And that has affected our EBITDA and EBITDA margin. We are hopeful that we will start going to recover in the subscription revenue also, and we are going to recover in the advertisement revenue also as the major events will come. And we will start seeing that again we are at the same level of segment margins as you witnessed earlier.
And also a follow-up question. I have observed the same phenomena for broadband business too. So like when we calculated our segment margin based on reported segment results, have fallen from 8.9% in Q2 FY24 to 3.4% in Q2 FY25. So basically what has led to fall in broadband margin despite us recording both subscriber growth and revenue growth here?
Yeah, so broadband side, as I just mentioned just before there is a increase, the rate of increase of subscriber addition is more in the B2B segment, which is a bit of lower margin than the B2C segment. So B2C segment has a bit slowdown as we are doing the B2C mainly in Gujarat. And the growth is there, but the rate of growth is more in the B2B business, which is more of we are doing in all 22, trying to do in all 22 states. Yes, concentration is right now in Delhi, UP and Bihar. We are going to expand that in other states also, which we are doing it. Because of that, you will see there is a bit dip in the segment side. Plus, if you see, as you are doing it with the YOY basis, in the last call we have said that we have changed the depreciation policy to more conservative side in the broadband business, going as per the market wing and seeing the technical evaluation, technical obligations of the company. So the depreciation policies has been changed and made more conservative on that side, which we explained in FY 2024 results time. And that is also a bit of reason that PBT has a bit down from the last year. But yes, once you will start seeing in the QOQ basis, then you will see that, okay, it is at the same line.
Also, can you specify the amount of CAPEX done during the quarter and H1 for both broadband and cable TV?
Yeah, so total CAPEX for last 6 months, we did around 185 crore, and the CATV capex is 110 crores, and broadband capex is 75 crores. In quarter one, we did around 90 crores, 50 was CATV and broadband was 40. Now it has increased to 185. CATV is 110 and broadband is 75.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering all the questions. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thanks, boss.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sahil from Sirius Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. Most of the questions I've already been covered. I have one more question. That is, during BharatNet Phase 2, GTPL secured a contract worth rupees 1,246 crores. And that led to generation of significant revenue and profit. So for BharatNet Phase 3, could you please confirm whether a bid was submitted or not? And if not, could you please provide the reason behind that decision of not submitting a bid?
Yeah, you're right that we are bidding as a the consortium. We are bidding for the project. I can't disclose which I've bidded and which I've not bidded. Yes, right now the technical has already been done, which we have participated, and we are hopeful that some of the projects should come to our kitty. But we have to see that how the financial bid when the financial bid is get over and how that goes.
Hopefully if we get this project, then how much margin expansion you are seeing from that project?
Sahil, right now we can't describe sale that because it depends on which market you get, whether you are getting, which state you are getting the project, because every state has their unique. And based on that, we can finalize that what is going to market. So I think that we should wait once whether we will get the project or not. If we get the project, we will disclose it. That's just the difference.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan Atavle from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know revenue and margin guidance for FY25 and FY26.
Can you repeat, Ketan? Your voice was a bit cracking. Sorry.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible now. Please.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I wanted to know revenue and margin guidance for FY25 and FY26.
Yeah, so on consolidated weighted, as you see that we are already at, we did 32 billion revenues in last year. We are going to have a somewhere 12% to 15% increment on that. That's what we are expecting, around 15% on the total revenue side. And in the margin, I will say that we did around 511 crores of EBITDA last financial year. We are hopeful that we will be close to that or cross that EBITDA this year. That's the way we are looking forward. If we talk about the slide number, I will say 24 in my investor presentation, which gives you the analysis and the operating margin way, which if you see FY24, we did around 24% of operating margin. This quarter we are down 22%. Last quarter we were at 23%. We look forward that next two quarters will give us impetus, and we will be going to maintain our operating margin of 24% on that way.
Okay, got it. And on the broadband side, so this is our major focus right now, if I understand correctly. So how will be our broadband growth trajectory for next 3 to 4 years?
Broadband, we are looking forward. We already crossed 1 million. We are looking forward that we are going to add every year around 100K to 120K. That's the average I'm talking about next 4 years. So it's going to be somewhere around half a million more in the next 4 to 5 years. So we are looking forward that we will be close to 1.5 million on the net addition.
Okay. And one last question, if I may ask. So for our profitability to come back, what will be the triggers for that?
Triggers is that we have to increase our ARPUs in the market, and with the subscriber addition, we have to see the opportunity even we can increase the our ARPUs both in the both business segments, or we can layer the services more and more, do the bundling of these services, which we have started doing, that entertainment plus connectivity plus, as you know, we have just launched our new app, which is with the gaming, TV everywhere. We already launched OTT. So all things together we have to do, and then do the layering of the services where we get more and more or revenues from a household. So those are the strategies on which we have to work so that we can increase our profitability and margins in the business. Yes, as you grow more and you leverage your ecosystem, then you can negotiate better with the vendors and all, which we are also trying to do somewhere. The cost rationalization and all also are on the way. So all those things, all the combination of those things will help us in increasing the margin and the profitability.
Got it. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press stars and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Sahil Vora from M&S Associates. Please go ahead.
Hi, I just had a couple of follow-up questions. Looking at the opportunity size for cable TV service, there exists a massive opportunity just from the TV dark homes. However, our subscriber growth has been slow. So what exactly do we attribute this slow growth to? Is it the higher competition from the DD, Free Dish and other players, or the under-penetration in many states beyond Gujarat and West Bengal?
So, Sahil, two things that if you see in the pyramid, there is a pressure from OTT in the tip of the pyramid, but yes, that is not much of concern on that way, because the affluent houses is not going away from the TV. Yes, their viewing pattern is getting changed, but TV is there at the home. Very few houses where the TV is totally going out. So that's on the industry level. It's more of viewing pattern is getting changed at the tip. At the lower level, you are right that the affordability to get into a village or get into the rural areas versus the free dish TV, which is more of from the Prasar Bharati side and the government side, which is going on. That is affecting us, because Prasar Bharati is giving private channels also right now, which are free to air, and that is becoming competition in the rural areas. And second is your affordability to go into those markets. Because we are in the cable business, and I have to reach that village through my connectivities and all. And that is one of the reasons that we are going into the Header in the Sky Hits project, which Saurabh ji has mentioned. I'll give you more and more perspective of Hits in the next call when we are close to launch. We want to keep that because it has many, many benefits, and the one of the main benefit is what you'd say in the cable dark areas and rural areas, which is going to get totally available for us, and we will have a very good competition with that. So that's one of the aspects of that. So yes, we are working towards that, and that's the way we have to go towards that and increase the potential of the of giving services in the whole country.
Okay, sir, that's good to hear. I had a question about the app. So is it free for all, or can you monetize it with different plans?
See, this is right now, this is free for my subscribers, which is the cable and my broadband subscribers. They can, whether it is a cable or whether it is broadband, they can see the TVs and all which they have subscribed and all that, the TV everywhere. Plus, the gaming is the subscription. They have to subscribe as well. Distro TV is free right now. A lot of channels. Some channels are they have to pay, but it is kind of like additional channels they are getting without any cost. That is more to increase the stickiness. Plus, the linking of services, I will say, the OTT, the GD product also we are going to get into this app, which the integrations and all are going to happen right now. And that's the second phase, which is there. So OTT will come also on this app only. And so all type of entertainment and all. And this is available for my own customers, that's cable and all. And any new customer which is coming there.
Okay, got it. Also wanted to understand the rationale behind the customer retention. Is there a correlation between the greater number of content and the subscribers retained or some kind of thing?
Yes, you're right. That as you have to give what customer wants so that they should not look for going out of your platform. That is what is happening right now. If I am seeing that the churn is higher, this means it's not that customer is not, because they already are having the entertainment, so they are not not averse from the entertainment. They are going somewhere, some other platforms or free platforms, or I will say free OTTs or some other DTH and all, where they are going for the better services, for the better content and all. So you have to make your customer that whatever customer wants, whether he wants TV entertainment, he wants the OTT type of, he wants different. Distro TV has lot of channels which is not there in India, streaming those type of content. Whether he wants the gaming services, whether he wants the OTT, all those type of things you have to start providing to the customer so that the customer stickiness increases. And that's what we are increasing, what we are trying to do, because the main concern is the churn. It's not the additions. We are doing healthy additions in the whole organization. But always we are seeing that whenever there is no event or the end of one event, we are seeing the churn increases. So we have to contain that churn by giving the other attractive services at those periods to the customers.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for the detailed response. I just have one last follow-up on the CAPEX question of the previous participant. Is the split still equal among maintenance CAPEX and growth CAPEX? And what are your plans for CAPEX for H2 in general?
Yeah, H2 CAPEX, I will say, yeah, you are right that we are doing the maintenance CAPEX also and growth CAPEX also in the same 185 crore. The total CAPEX we are looking forward for the year is around 350 crores, where 200 crore is going to be the cable TV and around 150 crore is going to be the broadband. So that's the CAPEX we are looking forward to.
Okay. So given the company is actively exploring B2B mode of growth in broadband, how much of CAPEX savings will that help us going forward?
I will say that last year, if you see around, we spent 200 crores in the broadband CAPEX. Last year we have given you 400 crores of the CAPEX in the whole, 200 in the both segment. Now it is coming down to 350 crores. So you can calculate on that basis based on our projections and all that. Broadband CAPEX is about 50 crore this year. Estimated.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Rahil. Yes, you're audible. Yes. Please, Rahil. Go ahead.
So just one question with regards to the outlook you have given on the revenue front. I believe in the last call you had mentioned that you will be able to, you know, do the same growth as FY24, which was 20% or so. But you're saying that this year you're looking at 15%, in the region of 15%. Is this solely based on the fact that Q2 was weak, or and you don't see that H2 will be able to, you know, cover the rest of it? So if you can just, you know, explain how you expect H2 to be.
Yeah, you're right. If you see YOY basis, we are 9% up, but QOQ basis, we are just 1% up in the revenue side, in the consolidated. So based on that, we have lowered our revenue projections, which was earlier given a 20% based on the quarter one what we did. Now, yes, it is coming down to somewhere around 15%, seeing the quarter two performance right now. Quarter three and quarter four, we are very hopeful, and we are seeing that trend that we are going to be back into the game. But yes, somewhere we are going to close 15 to 17% somewhere because of the setback in this quarter.
Okay. And any other new exciting product we should be looking forward to in H2?
Yeah, the H2 is mainly I'll come back with you on the HITS project, plus I'll come back with the phase two of GTPL Budge, which we are going to go in a very big way, that how we are combining and we are trying to transform the whole company's mix, and how we are going to the layering of the services, plus how HITS is going to help us in expanding the business very fast and very effective basis, where we are going to save a lot of cost also, and the lot of market is going to get open for us. So all those things are which I will most probably we are going to cover in next quarter call.
Okay, so got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thanks. I would like to express my thanks to every participant who took their time out to attend the call. I would like to thank MK for organizing this call. For any queries, please feel free to contact with Orient Capital, who are our investor relations advisors. Thank you and have a good day.